As we join you on air, Mass for Ash Wednesday is drawing to a close on Rome's Aventine Hill. Pope Benedict XVI today renewed a tradition stretching back over 1,500 years when he dispersed ashes on pilgrims gathered in the station church of Santa Sabina. Charles Collins has this report.
The Aventine Hill is a portrait of how the church is both ancient and new. The station church for Ash Wednesday is Santa Sabina, which looks much like it did when it was built 1,500 years ago. Yet the church where Pope Benedict began the service, St. Anselm, is only 100 years old. From here, the Holy Father processed the sound of the Litany of the Saints as he made his way to the more ancient basilica down the road.
Preghiamo, O Dio nostro Padre.
Here, the season of Lent begins. In Rome, there is a station church for every day of the penitential season. All are ancient, but most have accrued the Baroque ornaments common to churches in this region of Italy. Santa Sabina, however, retains an austere character, which seems to fit the start of Lent.
O Dio, che hai pietà di chi si pente.
Here, Pope Benedict distributed ashes, the sign of penance and conversion. During his homily, he reminded the faithful that Lent is a journey of true conversion and invites us to prayer, penitence, and fasting.
La Quaresima ci rinnova nella speranza in colui che ci ha fatto passare dalla morte alla vita.
He said the example of Christ's prayer on the cross, where he both prayed, my God, why have you abandoned me? And also, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit, shows us a person abandoned by all and trusts himself completely in God. Lent teaches us to experience God as the only anchor of salvation.
Vorrei ora soffermarmi brevemente anche sulla sofferenza.
Pope Benedict also spoke about suffering. He said Jesus suffered for the truth and justice, bringing to mankind the gospel of suffering, which is the other side of the gospel of love. The Holy Father reminded everyone that the greater the hope is that animates us, the greater also is the capacity to suffer for truth, love, and goodness, and that we should offer up the small and great trials of our daily existence and insert them into the great compassion of Christ. I'm Charles Collins.